Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 79. It's going to be a fun episode. For one, I didn't do an outline, which I normally do, so I'm going to go off the top here a little bit. But I have a lot of screenshots on my phone. I'm looking at my phone right now, things that I want to talk about, little notes that I have taken, or memes that I want to reference. So fear not, I've got some structure here. So I think it's going to be a good episode. I think it's going to be good because, for starters, I'm going to be all up in my feels for this one, for lack of a better term. And that's again, I suppose, because I've done episodes before on feeling, on being emotional, but I think I left something out in those episodes. So I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode in particular if you're feeling really any emotion, honestly, anxious, sad, lonely, doubtful, anything. I think I have some perspective here that can really help you realize what you can do personally to minimize the negative impact that these kinds of emotions have in your life. So I'm very excited for this episode, as usual. Real quick, before I get into it, I do have a new sponsor today, which is amazing. So don't skip this just yet. You'll see why. I always appreciate the brands that support me. It means a lot. It's how I grow as an entrepreneur here. But I wouldn't even really call today's sponsor a sponsor, because today's sponsor is The Points Guy. And if you know them, you know what they represent. They're not really selling you anything. They're actually looking to help you. And that's something that I can always get behind, of course. If you're not familiar with The Points Guy, it's a guy, actually, Brian Kelly. He started it back in 2010, just started sharing how to basically travel hack the world, how to see more of the world for less by being smart about hotels and flights and credit cards and rewards systems and points and programs and things like that. And he was so helpful, and so many millions of people rallied around it and used his advice, that it blew up into a full-scale company that it continues to be dedicated to just that, helping you basically maximize your credit card points to see more of the world, to travel more in style to distant places. Really cool stuff. And they wanted to sponsor the podcast today, which of course I said yes, because they want to help you out. I mean, they know that as a New Mindset Who This listener, you're passionate about experiences, about perspectives. That's why you listen to the podcast. And what better way to get great perspective on your life than to travel the world? So I'd really encourage you to check out The Points Guy and subscribe to their newsletter. That's all they're promoting here, their newsletter. It's actually really dope. I get it. It's basically like a frequent guide into how to earn thousands of points for purchases you already make, how to make your dream trip a reality, how to stay up to speed on the best flight deals, the best hotel deals. It's really cool. I get a lot of value out of it. It's free, of course. So you can go to thepointsguy.com/mindset, and you can wake up to their email: unbeatable flight deals, travel industry news, credit card bonuses that'll let you fly travel first class to just really incredible places at a fraction of the cost. It's really cool stuff. So check it out, thepointsguy.com/mindset. It's free. I love it. Definitely check it out. So thank you to The Points Guy for sponsoring today's podcast. So getting into it, like I said, I've done a couple episodes lately where I've kind of been all up in my feels, you know, where I've encouraged myself, where I've encouraged you to be more emotional, to feel what you're feeling. And I think that's been helpful, really, to a lot of people, myself included. Talking through this is really great. And after all, I've said before, I've always previously been a bit of an emotional robot. You know, what is love? What is emotion? Like that kind of thing. And since kind of that realization and really pushing myself out of my comfort zone, I've really pushed myself to literally just feel what I'm feeling, to be with that emotion, and then act on it if necessary. And now lately, when people ask me, you know, yo, Case, why did you start the podcast? Why do you do it? I'll joke and I'll say, you know, I'm just a dude with a lot of feelings. you know, a lot of feelings, and I like to share them, which is true. It's true now. You know, I've really leaned into that fact and what I feel, my emotions, and I lean into it just as much as I think we all should. And I've done episodes, of course, on being okay with the way you feel, to not fight it, to be with it, to not think it's a bad thing, that it's a weakness or some kind of character flaw. And I still think that is very true, very, very true. But I wanted to do a quick follow-up episode on this, as I think there's an important element to this conversation that I've realized recently through my own life, through my friends, and of course, through all the dope memes that I screenshot from Instagram. We'll get into that in a second. It's this idea that, yes, of course, it's a great thing to be emotional, to be in touch with how you feel and to not ignore it, because there's so much power in being vulnerable and being introspective. But, big but, the downside is when you allow those emotions to define you, And not to sound harsh, but I really don't buy into that. I don't buy into allowing feelings. I don't buy into allowing my feelings to define me in a way that detracts from all the amazing opportunity that just being alive provides. I don't buy into that. And I, of course, I would stop there and want to say that throughout this episode, I want to be very respectful of mental health here and say that I understand that, you know, things that that I'm talking about here, I'm kind of out of my element. You know, I'm by no means qualified to talk about things like depression or bipolar or more serious health issues. What I'm referring to here is simply what I think affects the majority of people when it comes to their emotions, you know, sticking with those emotions. I just want to be clear here. And I know that everyone's life is different, and I don't want to sound insensitive to say that, you know, you can't let that, you can't be with that emotion or anything like that. I'm sure some people are like, oh, I have this thing and that thing and this stress and, of course, that emotion, and so overwhelming me and defining me. I get that and I respect that. What I have issue with, and what I personally want to get better about and help you as well, is, you know, myself and people seeing their emotions and letting those emotions define them. I don't buy into that, because to me, that means that we are accepting those feelings, those emotions, without much due diligence. It means that we're accepting our situation and the feelings associated with them as, you know, it is what it is. You know, this is my life now. I am this way. You know, well, I'm a sad person. I'm a frustrated person. I'm a passionless person. I'm an anxious person. You know, and I found that this happens simply because we fail to look outside of ourselves when we become emotional. We fail to separate our emotions from reality. And I'll explain what that means to me in plain dude, Case Candy meathead English in just a second. But I'll say that this actually is in reaction to a bunch of Instagram memes that I've seen lately and screenshotted. It's in reaction to these things that I think, you know, they're very millennial memes, ones that I would describe as disparaging, actually, the ones that kind of really play up a sad or disadvantaged angle, or I've given up on my angle, life is tough angle. There's a bunch here. I screenshotted them. One says, dating in your 30s is just two people telling each other stories about how they used to be fun. Or, yeah, sex is great, but have you ever sat in total darkness alone thinking about why you're not good enough? Or there's another one. Sleeping Beauty slept all fucking day, and then a prince came out of nowhere, kissed her, and they lived happily ever after. I sleep all day, and I'm still single as shit. Right? I see those. Those are funny. Okay. Hey, I've got a great sense of humor. You could say anything to me, I'll probably laugh at it. That's funny. They're relatable. They're funny. But I really don't like them, because I see in those memes, in that attitude, our tendency to feel a certain way and then become that way. You know, I'm not fun anymore. I'm a lame and boring person. I'm not good enough. I'm so much less than those people. I'm single as shit because no one wants me. I have nothing to offer. You know, those are the kind of emotions from those memes. But come on, like, for real? Like, I have issue with that, because people have grasped onto those memes and those feelings, and they're like, ooh, I can relate to that. I'm that person. But you're not. You're not that person. You aren't what you feel. You just feel that way. It's just something you feel. It's not you. And that's a big difference that I think we really need to acknowledge, right? Those feelings aren't our reality. They're just feelings. And feelings are fleeting. And that's always been a really powerful realization for me. You know, okay, maybe you're boring right now. Okay, not always, not forever. You're single right now. Not always, not forever. You're not good enough for someone right now. Okay. But not always and not forever. That's how I see things. I was thinking about it. Here's another one I saw the other day that I screenshotted, a little less serious. It says, you know when someone catches you off guard and you say hello in a weird way and then you replay it in your head for the rest of your life? That's funny. You know, we can all relate to that. But then I think about it and I think back to kind of how I used to be, call it early 20s or something like that. I'd have an experience like that and I'd feel that I was awkward. I'd feel awkward and then I'd be like, welp, I am awkward. I am an awkward person. Hello, my name is Case. I'm an awkward person. You know, I'd go from I feel to I am. And sidebar, it's also kind of funny too, because I used to be a howdy guy. So I probably felt extra awkward. For some reason, instead of saying hey or hi, I'd always say howdy, like a freaking sheriff walking around his town, you know, howdy. Anyway, this is what I'm talking about here. You know, you feel a certain way, and then because you don't take time to separate your reality from that feeling, you adopt it as your own. You become that feeling. You know, and that's why I don't like this new kind of trend of these memes of just being self-disparaging. The ones that make us feel less or kind of like victims. They're funny, sure, don't get me wrong, but they're cementing this idea that you are your feelings. And more often than not, those feelings are negative. You know, you're feeling like a victim. And I don't like that. So what are we supposed to do? And again, I'm just a dude doing dude stuff here. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not overly self-aware or introspective, but I've realized the need, the absolute need to feel what you feel, be with those emotions. And here's what I think we've been missing, realize that those emotions need to be examined and poked and prodded and whatever to see if they really are your reality or it's just a moment of vulnerability. And I've learned to really do this, to feel what I feel. You know, I'll feel sad or overwhelmed or awkward, sure, or lonely or whatever. You know, like I said, I've got a lot of feelings, okay? And I'll sit with those feelings, those emotions. I'll be vulnerable with myself, yes. I'll be like, hey, I'm feeling this way or that way, and here's why. And from there, I'll put on a little bit of tough love and say to myself, yes, I feel this way, but I am not that way. I am not that feeling. I am not that emotion. You know, simply put, I separate myself. I distance myself from that emotion. And the reason that I'm able to do that is because I've proven to myself time and time and time again that I am not that feeling for the simple reason that with a small step of action, I am able to change it or get rid of it completely. Again, I'm not that feeling for the simple reason that with a small step of action, I am able to change it or get rid of it completely. So, you know, for example, feeling awkward previously was a compound feeling of not feeling confident in myself, of not feeling secure in myself, my personality, right? All those things. That was the feeling. And I could sit with it a lot, feel that way a lot, but I came to quickly realize that I could change that feeling and I could change it fast. You know, I could adopt my 30-second rule. I can go up to a person at a bar and talk to them or speak up in that meeting or make that sales call or send that text or do whatever. I could take that action and the feeling dissipated, you know, and just like that, I could snap my fingers and I realized that the emotion was not only fleeting because I could take action, but also it wasn't me. I wasn't that emotion for the same reason. I mean, how could that be me if within a matter of seconds I could change it? That's my logic, right? Sound logic, I suppose. And think about it in your life. Think about the various emotions you feel. Unhappy, disappointed, stressed, adrift in life maybe a little bit lonely. I'm talking about negative emotions here. Think about those and then think about the things that you can do, the things you probably already do all the time that make those feelings go away naturally, right? Unhappy, you know, cook your favorite meal, indulge in something that always makes you happier, take a bubble bath, right? I don't know, go to the gym, play a video game, right? Disappointed, find something else to look forward to, find another small win, or at a minimum, maybe remember a small win or something you were recognized for recently. You know, stressed out, similar to unhappy, you know, take a bath, go to the spa, go to the gym, do something for you to help you relax. Adrift in life a little bit, maybe talk to a friend, realize that you're not alone, you're not actually adrift. Lonely, pick up the phone, call your mom, call your brother, your sister, your friend, text someone to hang out. Those are obviously very, very simple black and white scenarios that I'm talking about here, but you can make those emotions disappear or at least forget about them for a bit. And to me, that's clear evidence that you are not your emotions. You are not a perpetual victim to those feelings. And to me, this is a powerful realization to carry with you. And I think that if you can practice it, you will break free from what I kind of think is a bullshit mentality. The kind that I keep seeing online that makes you kind of become your emotions. And to be clear, this isn't to say that your emotions aren't helpful. I think they're so incredibly helpful. They're like a warning light in your car, right? They tell you that, you know, hey, something's up. You know, you should look at this thing. And then it's up to you to look at that thing, to take action, to take the car in, or to be like, well, I guess a broken car is my life now. You know, it's that simple. And I doubt you would be like that. Okay, well, this is my life now. No, you're probably going to look into it. You're going to check it out. And your emotions are the same way. Your emotions are saying, hey, you feel this way. Now it's your cue to do something. And I think that's freaking awesome. You know, that's what separates us from the robots. You know, we're dope human beings to be able to do something like this. We have this amazing system that alerts us. And if we're vulnerable enough to tune into that, then we know that we can and we should take action. And when you do that and you follow that process, I think you'll realize that your emotions are feelings and they're there to help you. They don't define you. They are not you. They are there to say, hey, go create a new reality that doesn't involve this emotion. And I really love that. I think that's powerful for me. And I'm not saying to not trust yourself or how you feel. You know, I don't want you to revert to being a robot case or something like that. I just want you to listen to yourself. Listen to your heart, your gut. You know, that's the usual advice. You know, feel those things. Be with them. But realize then and there that those emotions don't define you. They're just there to nudge you in a new direction. They're there to let you know how you feel. That's it. And by my definition, a feeling is finite. It starts and it ends, and it is not you. So from my experience, I just really want to encourage you to do your best to not buy into those emotions without taking time to realize what you can do to counteract them. That, you know, I don't want you to be that person who becomes so consumed by them, like in those memes, for example, that those feelings become them. You know, those people become so consumed with themselves and what they're feeling right here and right now that they fail to separate those emotions from themselves. They fail to look outside of themselves to realize that outside perspective, new action can provide a somewhat immediate solve to that problem and that emotion. You know, it's fine to feel lonely, of course, but you're not a lonely person. You know, how could you be? Because all it would take is some effort, reaching out, putting yourself out there, getting out of the house, making a connection. Easier said than done, of course, I realize that. But understanding that you have the ability to act and change that means that you are not a lonely person. You are not that emotion. You just feel that way right now. You know, are you anxious about your new sales role? You know, you're feeling the pressure, anxious that you don't have the experience or the ability to execute and perform. You feel anxious. But I wouldn't say that you are an anxious person as a result. You feel that way right now in light of your current circumstances and all the pressure. But again, I think all it takes to realize that this is a feeling, not a permanent state, is doing things, closing a deal, having a good meeting, receiving solid feedback, working harder, putting in more hours, getting some praise, some recognition. You know, you can erode that feeling with action. You can erode that feeling by remembering how you closed that deal last year despite the fact that you thought you never would. And voila, you realize that this feeling is temporary and in no way should it define you. And I could think of so many other areas where the same thought process can help you. It can save you from yourself, literally save you from yourself. Feeling unconfident, anxious, sad, lonely, bored. Whatever, I think it applies in any personal scenario that I can think of. And here's one more meme that I screenshot. It said, when you sit down in a salon chair in your plastic cape after a shampoo and you wonder if you've always been this ugly, it's certainly relevant. I look pretty busted in the mirror when I get my haircut. It's a fact. But I'm not actually ugly. I just feel that way in the moment. And besides, my mom says that I'm beautiful, so I know I'm not. But you get it, right? You know, you feel a certain way right now, but you are not that way. You are not that thing. You know, how could you when you get up, you get new perspective. You do a new thing and you're like, damn, look at this guy. He's a good looking guy. You know, right? That feeling vanishes. It doesn't define you. And in my opinion, no other emotion, silly like that example or something more serious, no other emotion should have the power to define you for more time than you let it. So I'll leave it at that. I think that this perspective has personally helped me a lot. It's helped me realize the power that my emotions have in encouraging me to change. And I think that's great. This perspective has empowered me to remember that emotions are fleeting for that same very reason, that I can change them. So I hope this is helpful for you. Again, I'd love to know your thoughts. Feedback is awesome. You could just message me on Instagram at case.kenny. I'd also appreciate if you tell your friends about the podcast, if this is a message that you think they need to hear. Regardless, though, I really do appreciate you all. I appreciate all the ratings and reviews and shares and tags and comments and likes and everything like that. It really does mean the world to me. So thank you so much. So until next episode, I'm out.